Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. And now, Coast to Coast, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Come on, folks. Let's get right in. The show's starting now.
Now it's time for part two of the Bob and Ray Show, as we're reseating our audience. The audience has just been changed.
Well, I've been.
And,
did I miss part one?
You may have, ma'am. I don't know.
I didn't know you had two parts
now,
of the show.
They're lining you up according
to size. We're lining up according to size.
Bob and Ray Midget is separating the audience.
All you shrimp stuff, fresh.
Shorter people in the front seat.
And all you tall geezers to the back.
And the medium-sized people in the middle seat.
And let's go. I don't have all night here. Come on.
You're
don't get yourself, buddy.
Do you have them pretty well fixed?
All right. Prepare to sit down. Sit down.
Now, I think everybody is comfortable there.
I don't mean to complain, but I think he's a little cranky today.
He seems to be very snappy. He's taken his position on the great... table back there.
I don't think he's making too many friends for us, Bob, by doing that.
You see, the idea is that you're supposed to ingratiate yourself to the audience so they'll be with us.
Oh, yeah?
No, he's not going to work out today.
No, forget him.
You may have to demote him from usher to something else.
Well,
something more important here.
Maybe he could be guard of the bird.
How would you like that?
No, please.
All right.
Please, I'll be nice there from now on.
All right, he says he's going to be nice, and we'll just see.
But I heard you have a giant coming in on the show.
Well, that's nothing to do with you. That's going to be another part of our work here.
Okay.
Oh, he is snappy. Sometimes I a little upset at him.
The reason we decided to seat the people according to size is so that we can see the rear of the hall. Oftentimes people have been able to take very good aim there, short people, when they are hidden by taller people up front.
Right, Ms. Miller. That lady with no seat in the rear, want to come down front here, please?
Well,
there's a chair right over here.
I don't mind standing.
Well, I know, but we don't want you to stand there for a whole quarter hour, ma'am.
Oh, well, I have my walkers on, and when I have my walkers on, I can stand.
You must be visiting here in New York. You from out of town, or just what?
Yes, I'm visiting here. Mr. Elliott.
Elliott, could you tell us where you're from?
I'm a Yankee man.
Yes. You sound somewhat Yankee yourself.
Well, I suppose if you go back far enough, you could find that would be true.
What I mean is, are you from New England? Or?
Yes, I'm from Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Wonderful. And how are you enjoying your vacation here in New York City?
Fine. I always come down here once a year. I like to go to the theater, and I like to go shopping in the fancy stores.
Oh, that is fun.
And I like to go over. There's a little spot on the east side where I like to go over and...
Yeah.
A little bit of sauce.
Wonderful. And I suppose a lot of things stand out in your mind. Is this your first trip to New York City?
Oh, no.
You've been here before.
I look forward to this all the time. I come down and make arrangements to get a beer truck up to Bailey's Mistake every, at least once a year.
How about the summer festival? What have you seen here?
Well, the festival, I think, is wonderful.
A lot of new things this year. I think some folks who don't get a chance to get here and see it don't realize the things that are taking place.
Well, one of the things I noticed as part of the festival is your Columbia phonograph dealer.
They have gone all out to make the festival the success it is.
They have bunting in the store, and they have all those wonderful phonographs.
Well, part of the bunting is to call attention to the Stereo One phonographs by Columbia, you know.
Oh,
number one in the wonderful world of sound. You've heard about it.
Well, I knew that. I knew that Columbia was number one with the long playing record.
Well, they're number one in the world of sound. And they have a Columbia phonograph for every room in your home, for every budget.
I heard, this is the most amazing, have you ever heard stereo?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. They have twin stereo monitors, true stereo sound in one unit.
Yes,
and
I know.
It truly is exciting to hear.
And you know that the portables start as low as $24.95. Now, I said they're economical. Mm-hmm. That certainly proves that. Or you can get an elegant Columbia console. They start at the amazing low price of $129.95.
Yes.
So be sure you stop by your Columbia dealer for every phonograph need. Columbia, number one in the wonderful world of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey.
Who's this, please?
Gumshoe.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Flaherty.
Yeah, is this Bob?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Yeah.
What have you found out about Dave, the missing whale?
Bob, I have some, I think maybe disappointing news for you.
Wait just a minute. I want to just be sure no one's listening on the phone before we get this, because it is rather confidential, as you're well aware.
Yeah.
All clear, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Flaherty.
Well, now, this is what a lead I got. We suspect that there's an international whale oil syndicate that snatched Smelly Dave, and they're going to render him for oil.
Well, now, I don't know whether they would be interested in Dave. Dave has been around for some 3 or 4 years.
He's been smuggled over on the north side of Martha's Vineyard.
Well, this is rather a strong stand to take when you don't have too much to go on.
Well, I just have, it's a tip. It was a tip that was phoned in.
Where are you calling from now?
I'm in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.
Sounds like you're having quite a vacation for yourself, Flaherty.
Well, I can see Martha's Vineyard from here.
Yes.
And,
any sign of Dave?
I think I see him floating out there.
Well, would the syndicate be floating him? Would they let him stay in the water like that?
Well, maybe, I don't know. This is something I'll have to check out.
Well, how long will that take?
I gotta hang up now.
Oh, okay.
I think a couple of guys are coming down.
Hello? Hello, Flaherty. He seems to have hung up. I think he's onto something there.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe he'll find Dave up in the Cape.
Certainly hope so. You suppose he hung up, or he didn't put enough money in the telephone, or what?
I didn't hear the operator step in and tell him to put more cash in.
We'll hear from him again.
Well, this is Wednesday, and you know what that means, boys and girls. Oh, boy.
Hey, that's right. And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Prisoners of the little people of Polaris were about to be placed in their own spaceship and sent back to circle the Earth forever. So far, they haven't been able to figure any way to escape. Now, as we join them, they are seated in chains outside their spaceship. We hear Fechtenberger say,
"Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten us into."
What do you mean I've gotten us into, Fechtenberger? But your problem is mine.
Yes, but you were the one who was sneering and irritated these people.
Oh, they may not be so bad, Fechtenberger.
You know what they're
going to do. Cute the way they march around the drill field, eh?
Yeah. It's not going to be very cute, Mellish, when they fire us off into space. You know, they've aimed our ship so as to miss the Earth. In other words,
only about by a mile, Fechtenberger.
A mile is as good as a miss in this case, or a miss is a mile.
Yeah. I've heard that expression.
You're still sneering, Mellish.
I still think we'll get out of it, Fechtenberger.
You know, there's a good chance that you and I will be floating through space together forever. Do you understand?
It's an ugly thought, Fechtenberger.
The thought of you just sneering forever is enough to turn my hair white.
Hey, they're coming over this way.
Yeah. Now be quiet and don't sneer.
Little man of Polaris, halt. Well, our club, this is the moment we've been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the year of the Earth. Now we will put Mellish, and we will put, what is his name? Fechtenberger, yes. the interstellar office candidates into their own ship.
Have we arranged for their orbit 1 mile around the Earth?
Yes. They will move into eternity and float through space forevermore. They will miss the Earth by 1 mile.
The only thing we have to worry about is that Earth puts up a 1 mile skyhook.
Then we needn't worry. I just hope this will be a lesson to Mellish and to Beckenberger not to come to other planets. We do not want them here.
Too bad Queen Zwidlow isn't here to enjoy this.
She is some dish, isn't she?
You can say that again, Oswald.
All right. Put the two men in their own ship, please, and prepare for a countdown.
Hey, watch it there. Electra.
One. They count two.
But we're supposed to start at 10, Oswald.
Oh, I forgot. 10.
9.
8.
6. 7.
6.
5.
4.
2.
3.
1.
Blast off.
Here we go. Yeah.
I just hope they've miscalculated somehow and that we will reach Earth.
Well, my suggestion would be to try and work a radio and call the commandant at the Space Academy.
See if you can undo my bonds here and I'll
I got a small file.
Good.
There. It's free.
Right. Now, turn on the radio. See what I get.
You're going fast.
I'd love to hear the commandant's voice now, Mellish.
Well,
some sign from our own...
They're trying to contact us, Oswald. No, I think they're trying to contact Earth. No, Mellish and Beckenberger, I'm sorry.
What?
The radio is geared to send only to Polaris.
Tell them they can't get any messages to Earth, Oswald.
You can't get any messages to Earth. We'll hear everything you say on the radio here at Polaris.
Beckenberger and Mellish make a vain attempt at contacting the commandant on Earth, but are told by the little people of Polaris the radio is beamed only at that planet. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Beckenberger say,
"Their aim is accurate. We're missing the Earth."
In the next episode of Lawrence Beckenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Well, boys and girls, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did.
You don't have to speak out loud when I make, references to you like that, audience.
Okay.
I don't know if we have time to call in Wally. I suppose maybe. He's out at International Airport for another one of his interesting airport interview programs. So come in, please. Wally Ballou.
CEO's Wally Ballou speaking from the International Airport. And we spotted a familiar face in the crowd just a moment ago. A gentleman we spoke to a few days back who was heading for Europe. And I wonder, would you come over here, sir, and tell us how your trip was?
Well, hi, Wally. It's good to be back home. It was, I don't know how to describe it. It was a complete failure.
Well, you were going over on a rather unusual mission.
I was going over to try to promote tuna fish as the traditional meal for Bastille Day, and I just didn't get off the ground with it. I'll be perfectly frank.
They didn't go for that over there, huh?
Absolutely.
You went to Paris, France, as I remember.
That's right, and I also went to Rome, Italy, and London, England, and Basel, Switzerland.
Uh-huh. And everywhere you went, they were kind of cold to tuna?
That's right. They didn't want it as a traditional meal, at any rate, for one of their major principal holidays.
Did you try it for William Tell Day in Switzerland?
I never thought of that. What day is that, you know?
Sometime in September, I think. Not quite
sure. Well, I'll maybe try that next year.
Well, what are your plans now that you're back?
Well, I'm going from here to Hawaii, where I'm going to introduce reindeer meat for Statehood Day, and then up to Alaska and try to introduce poi for Statehood Day in Alaska.
Lots of luck to you, sir, and let us know how you come out with your campaign.
It's always wonderful talking to you.
Always wonderful talking to you, and this is Radio's Wally Ballou. We're turning it now to our
main studios, right. Thank you, Wally. I don't know as a fellow would have much success trying to introduce tuna fish for Bastille Day. I know I wouldn't.
No, but I can go for some poi right now.
Oh, boy. Could I eat some poi?
Oh.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Mm.
Just great. Well,
Maybe we should go and get some.
Here's the downbeat. Time for us to run along, I guess, for today. So, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. Radio in Los Angeles.